City leaders in Naples voted to ban the sale and growth of medical marijuana, but if Amendment 2 passes, the legislature may overrule that decision. If that happens, Naples Mayor John Sori says another ordinance will keep the sale of the drug in a small medical zoning area.
We are great proponents of home rule. We think that from a zoning standpoint, that is a local issue, and we have the right to do that.
Sori says city leaders would be open to further restrictions on medical marijuana, depending on what the legislature does.
We'll do whatever legally we can to control it. We're a big tourist destination, and we don't want that kind of an image as far as the city of Naples is concerned.
Ben Pallera is campaign manager of United for Care, the group behind the amendment.
I think what local government is concerned about is that they don't want Tallahassee to force a particular type of medical marijuana system down their throats.
Pallera says many municipalities are enacting zoning laws to welcome medical marijuana businesses.
Local governments should not, I don't believe, make an attempt to outright ban access for sick and suffering patients in their communities, but they should be able to regulate this in such a way that serves their individual interests and also serves their patients.
If Amendment 2 does pass, the Florida legislature will have to approve laws for implementing it. New policies may include licensing requirements for growers, fees for dispensaries, and taxes on marijuana sales. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.